Listen to audio, read, or both. The audio broadcast is posted for your listening pleasure. It is the same as what you can read below. There are no silly questions, only silly answers. And an answer without a question is only a statement. I love that line by Mayor Adam West. Introduction by Lenny Freeling. Former judge, senior attorney emeritus, retired. I'm one of the people who have called upon Dan for computer help for not just years, but for 4 decades. In 1985, I left a legal partnership with 2 fine lawyers and hung out my own shingle. I announced to the world that my new criminal defense law office was now open for business. In addition to criminal defense, I represented over 1,000 kids as their guardian ad litem, often helping them as the subject of child abuse, and over 500 people being involuntarily medicated. Dan, I need a computer. One of the reasons I left the law firm was because the partners felt buying a computer for a paralegal was important, but buying a computer for one of the 3 lawyers was a waste of money. They assumed a lawyer could not type and didn't need a computer. I already knew that practicing law required a computer. Owning a computer was becoming a thing, and it seemed logical a computer, along with the right software, and the knowledge to make it all work, was where the legal profession was headed. Little did I realize at the time computers were going to be used and needed by all professions. I never thought all employees, right up to the owners of big companies, would need a computer. Dan complied with my request. He sent me a box with a computer he built specially for me and a note that said, "Call me if you need help." In 1985, few people were building computers, and I thought it was pretty cool a machine was built just for me. Dan then taught me, over the phone, how to build my own machines. He'd help me pick out the parts, and I built my next 3 or 4 computers. He also helped me learn how to create websites, and I was able to create the first websites for the Colorado Criminal Defense Bar, the Boulder Criminal Defense Bar, and for my own law practice. Dan has been helping me with computer challenges since 1985. Sometimes his help included detailed explanations, while other assistance was him saying, "It's complicated. Let me just step you through fixing it." Sometimes it just wasn't necessary for me to understand technically what the problem nor what solution was. I just knew it would be fixed. Even though a problem was complex, his directions were presented in simple terms that didn't exceed my computer expertise level. Even if you don't know what you're doing technically, being able to do it because you understand what you're being told is critical. Dan's depth of knowledge has always amazed me and has always solved my computer problems and knew the answer to my tech questions. In 1985, you couldn't go to the internet and research computer software to run a law office. Not only was there no internet, there was no software made to run my small criminal defense law office, only very expensive systems made for very large personal injury firms. You were lucky back then to have found a basic accounting system, no less a system that specialized in one profession. Dan said, "I can write the system for you." He then created one of the first systems made to run a criminal defense law office, making it so I could properly track my time to accurately invoice my clients. My clients were billed the right amount, and I didn't lose billing due to time not being properly tracked. At the time, other lawyers saw my system and couldn't believe that a computer program could be written for one specific profession, especially theirs. Although his scope of knowledge and experience is mainly focused on Microsoft Windows systems, he even got me through my years of iOS/Mac use. I cannot think of a better person to identify the areas of importance for safe, effective computer use. He shares that with his ability to teach in simple terms how to safely and easily use your computer. His experience and knowledge ranges from hardware and software to areas I never knew existed until I had a problem. If I have a technical question, it's remarkable how he'll have the answer, usually right off the top of his head. Years ago, he had what I thought was a strange recommendation, a really odd, very expensive keyboard, called Kinesis. When I saw it, all I could think is that is the oddest keyboard ever and didn't understand how it could be helpful. It took about 2 hours of my getting used to it and wondering why it was recommended. That was before it had me typing at over 120 words a minute, about 30 words per minute better than I had been doing. Being a lawyer who typed his own court briefs, Being a fast typist was an incredible tool for me, and I never imagined that something as simple as a new keyboard could make me more money. But Dan knew it would. I think one of the earliest tricks he taught me, if nothing is working, reboot. That fix worked so often, my coworkers thought I was some computer genius. Back then this wasn't a known way to solve problems, but Dan knew this was a great trick way before others. I can't imagine how many people he taught this one to. I will never forget his answer to how often should I save the document I'm working on. Whenever you type something you never want to retype. Sometimes I hit save after every sentence. Dan taught me to use Ctrl+S, super fast, and my work is saved. Dan taught me to use a few simple keyboard shortcuts and not go to my mouse. He taught me to move my hand from my keyboard to my mouse, and clicking File, Save, loses a lot of time. Ctrl+S takes under 1 second. Tips like this were, and are, invaluable. My tip, if you are not a good typist, take an online typing class. When I was about 12, in 1963, I remember Dad, a NASA engineer, saying you must learn to type. Computers will change over the years, but the QWERTY keyboard will remain the same. That tip saved me about $3,000 a month for almost 50 years, since I did my own typing instead of using another person to try to read my handwriting or transcribe my dictation. I never liked doing dictation, I wanted to do my own editing as I went. I can still type about as fast as I can think. Take Dan up on his offer to respond to questions, he means it and has the knowledge and skill set to do it. He also is quite skilled at identifying areas that need attention, such as security issues, which are frequently unknown to regular computer users, and areas where operational help is needed, like how to move photos around. I once asked Dan what computer games he liked. He told me he doesn't play computer games, but owning a computer is like one big computer game. Lenny Freeling. Former judge, senior attorney emeritus, retired.